A reading from Matthew 5, 25-26. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge. And the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth. You will not get out until you have paid the last penny.
Two things. I've had a certain amount of experience as a business guy being in court, and I personally identify with this, but there's a literary parallel here with the great novel by Charles Dickens called Bleak House. And Bleak House is about an endless chancery lawsuit that has gone on for generations, and of course the only thing happening is the lawyers are eating up whatever was left of the estate that had been was being argued over. And so I identify with, once you go into court, you never come out.
You know, Jesus is, all of these teachings, he's showing them a higher way. And basically he's saying here, you can go to court and try to get your justice, whatever that means. Or you can live for reconciliation and guard the relationship and settle things ahead of time. And so once again, in creating these stark contrasts between the simplicity of doing the law in its most fundamental places or the complexity of living the kingdom ethic, he calls to a higher standard and a way of living that goes beyond just fulfilling the simple aspect of the law.
Dickens had a very poor opinion of the law because I think he understood that it settles nothing. Hmm. And Jesus is absolutely profoundly right here. Far better, far higher to do whatever it takes to settle the matter quickly. Because otherwise you become ensnared, entrapped. You become involved in a web out of which you will never find escape.
It creates unrest. There's no shalom while there's that trouble. And so even if you don't feel like you're getting your full justice, better to get the issue solved and move on in your relationship so you're not bearing that hole in your life of unsettled issues.
And the last part that I would say here is that Jesus wants us to focus on the kingdom and not on the worldly matters of I'm right about this and you're wrong and let's go before a judge, which takes you away from the kingdom.